is calling your name, Emmanuel. Will you come again, Emmanuel?
Oh, we want to see your holy face, Emmanuel. Will you come again,
Emmanuel?
All the world is calling out your name, Emmanuel. Will you come again,
Emmanuel?
The world to see your holy face, Emmanuel. Will you come again, Emmanuel? All the world is calling your name, Emmanuel. Will you come again, Emmanuel? Help the church to see your holy face, Emmanuel.
Turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter. Open your script, open your own Bible, open it. Okay, if you are moving around, you can sit down. You can sit down, please. Let there be order. Verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. If you are there with me, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, we are in verse 3 now. So for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Verse 4, and the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Amen. Now, if you understand where we started from in the morning, you will know that we are building up. You will notice that we are building up on something very significant. We are trying to show what God wants to do and what God is doing, and the means by which God intends to achieve what he wants to achieve. The level of the kingdom is a spiritual level. You know why it's a spiritual level? It's a spiritual level because the only way we can trace its efficiency and effectiveness is if we somehow get in the spirit and be able to touch the reality and the substance of the matter. Let me give you a typical example. We can be praying, we are normally given to groaning and people. You know, somebody can come and be doing gymnastics here. You know, the person is moving, but nothing is touching him inside. There is no movement in the inner man. You see, there is no way you can know this one by anything that is natural. Because based on what we see in the natural, we can even give the guy a high grade. And many of those people will leave. And then they will become mockery of the things we do. These are the kind of people that make others ask, what is the basis and the need for praying all these long hours? We are not seeing the fruit in your life. Reduce a little. We are not seeing the fruit and the result in your life. Your life is not a testimony of what we are doing. So all the pains that you have is in the natural. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, it said that a certain person was pregnant and he was in travail. He was in travail, bed pants. After some seasons, we found out that he gave birth to wind. How can somebody be in travail and pass through the pains? Change this sound. Find another one. It's too flat. How can somebody be in travail and then pass through the pains? You know how painful it is to give birth and all those things that is in it. Even the gestation period. And when you give birth to wind. Actually, it is common. It is common in this age, even in the age that has passed, that people, you look at somebody, you think that something will come out of his life. Only for you to find out that after all the things that happen, that there might be a reason and something that is motivating the person outside of the things that God intended to motivate men in that scenario. For example, when you are in campus, amen, oh, you know, some of you are privileged to move from being campus and then you enter NYS and then you serve and all that. Many people are just seeing it as position. As soon as they finish, they just dropped it as if it was hot. They didn't know that these things that they were caught into is a privileged position that God has given them so that they will experience the things of God in a closer dimension. He didn't confer on you any special benefits that is spiritual. It simply means that you are now closer to the action. Now, what you now do with it is dependent on you. Most times, it is simply something that borders on understanding. Understanding how God works. Because an average person thinks that position is tantamount to spiritual authority. You see, there are people that never held any position, but in the spirit, there are men that have touched things and they are heavy in God and they are able to establish the purposes of God beyond the men that have positions. As a matter of fact, the progress that people that have position is making in their work, in their assignment, is dependent on the one that people that you are not seeing is making. For example, there are places that you don't know that the driver of what God is doing in that place are intercessors that is hidden. You see, the problem with this is that if you ignore their ministry, and most times people tend to shift their ministry and they are doing many things. Doing things. The things they are now doing is in the flesh. And I say again that the work of the kingdom is what? A spiritual work. You know what is a spiritual work? You don't even know what it means. It means that anytime you labor, anytime you build, anytime you come before God, just because you hit the point yesterday, the tendency is for you to go and do what you did yesterday as a proof that this is how God wants to work. You see, man wants to box God into a method. They want to box God into something that they can predict. But the scripture said that the spirit moves and we listed not where it's going. And the implication of that is that wherever the spirit is going, we have to follow him and trace where he is per time. So it's possible the spirit is here now and tomorrow he has migrated to another plane. You have to be humble enough to know that today that the spirit is not in this song. You sang it yesterday and then everywhere scattered. But today you sang it, there was no movement. It's a proof that the spirit has migrated.
The work that he's doing with that song has finished, and he has stepped aside. But you already have a method. You already have a method. They called Peter. After the first batch of the move of God that we saw in the book of Acts of the Apostles, by the time we came to chapter 10, Peter was praying. The Bible said that he had a vision, and in that vision he saw a sheet that was laid down from heaven, and inside of it is all manner of beasts. And then a voice told him, Peter, kill and eat. The man said, no, I've not eaten anything that is vile all my life. Why will you be telling me now to kill and eat? When they spoke to him, he said, not so, Lord. Not so, Lord. That is an utterance that limits the move of God in your life. You see, this walk we have with God, God doesn't force you. There must be a point in your walk with God where there will be an agreement. There will be a decision, a manifestation of your will to partner with the things that God is doing. If you ask people like Catherine Kuhlman, they will tell you that the secret of their ministry is yieldedness. It is at this point that you find out that as much God works with a man as much as his will is yielded. I used to ask God before, why not collect my will? Anything I want to, just force me to do anything. Take my will. And not, no, he won't take your will. You will surrender your will. If your will is not surrendered, then it's not worship. It is worship because even though God can collect your life, you still lay down your life. He likes the one that is laid down. He doesn't deal with robots. The Bible said that he is King of Kings. You know what he means? And Lord of Lords. His intention is not to rule over servants. His intention is not to rule over slaves. His intention is to rule over sons that have the capacity to administrate in their own order. So we began to look at something, and we found out that there is a purpose that God had in his heart. You see, there are many things that need to happen. And the scripture said that in the book of Psalms chapter 110, he said that the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I what? Make your enemies your footstool. If you go to the book of, I think the book of Hebrews, the Bible said, even though God said that up till now we have not seen his enemies yet put under his feet, God the Father gave a promise to the Son. It is on the basis of the agreement, the things they discussed, a lot of things before he began to move. So the Father owes it to the Son to bring those things to pass. And he said, that is David speaking. He said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit down at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. But the Bible said, we have not yet seen it. Some of us, even our family, have not recognized Jesus. The kind of Jesus we have in our life is something that we still make them doubt whether God is God. You know, there is a plane that you will get into even if they persecute you. You see, we can't run away from persecution or suffering. But even when they persecute you, they will understand. They still know that this one is carrying something beyond their explanation.
We wait to hear your voice by the river. We wait to see your face. We wait to hear your voice by the river. We wait. wait to see your face.
Amen. Now, if you look at where we read, we found out that there is a means, there is a model. Actually, it was not the first time, it was not the second time. Anytime God wants to restore, anytime revival comes, it comes through a vehicle of a spiritual technology that is called Elijah. I don't know what Elijah did, that God summarized all his methods of bringing revival anytime, any day. When a man begins to labor into the spirit of revival, when he begins to bring dimensions of God's move in a place, if you come in the spirit, they will say that the name of that move is Elijah. It's not because of the man, it's not because of the human Elijah, it's because of dimensions that he has trapped in the spirit. And there are component parts of the spirit that was upon Elijah. If you go to the scriptures, because I want to lay something down fast and then we move. This evening we are trusting God to move in our midst in great power. I used to wonder why Jesus told his disciples, don't do anything. I know you know what to do, but don't do it until you receive power. You see, one of the mistakes that people make is that they come and give excuse for God. If God wants to do something like this, that is how it is done. There is no other way. Even if somebody comes and says that all these things that these people are praying, is this the way? Are you not over praying? That is your business. The way God does it is by prayer. There is no other way. Whether the people pray well or they don't pray well, whether they pray amiss or they don't pray amiss, the thing is that anytime God wants to walk, it still has to be by prayer. So a time will come and some men will be endued with the wisdom and strength to pray the right way, the right measure. So just because maybe many people are taking it out of, it doesn't change the pattern. It is not possible for us to do spiritual business without power. Even the kingdom of darkness has realized the amount of power the church has. Whether it's financial power, whether it's the miraculous, they have realized it, and all their labor is to curtail it. This is not time to reduce what God is doing. This is time to increase it. Increase it. There was a teaching I was taught those days when I was in the school of ministry. They said, they gave an example of the horse and a mall. You know what a mall and a horse is. He said, a mall is the one that if you need a mall to move, you have to kick it, push it, push it. But a horse is such that it's moving. All you need is to put reins around it and be controlling and directing it. Which one do you prefer? Always, all the time, God prefers a horse. That is why if you go to the book of Joel, the army is categorized as horses in the spirit. Horses in the spirit. Horses in the spirit. Something will happen this night. Oh my God. An angel of the Lord just came to this meeting. You will see what will happen here. Just 10 minutes more. There are things people will touch. They will be willing to die for Jesus. Peter, James, and John didn't just appear and die for Jesus. There are things they saw. The days are not getting better. And if it is possible that we are going to deliver on the mandate that God has handed over to us, our eyes will see and see again.
will have to see. There are things you will touch, you forget your physical age. Anything God tells you to do, you do. Because of what is on you. These are men that doubted Jesus. So, and he told them to wait, to tarry. The same Peter that was afraid, when something came on him, he became another man. You need something. You need something.
Listen. I want to just show you something. If you go to the book of John where we read, there are six major things you will notice in the book of John chapter 3. There are six major things. See, these are the components of the spirit of Elijah. And there are two major dimensions to this teaching. Reduce a little. There are two major dimensions to this concept. You see, the Bible spoke about John the Baptist. He said he will come in the spirit and what? Power of Elijah. You see, but when we did our study, we found out that indeed John came by the spirit of Elijah. But when we did further study, we found out he didn't come by the power. You see, there are things that were given to him. I've seen some people, just as I was saying, say that this is what is important. This is what is important. What is important is to be a good believer, to have character and all that. As if character is optional. It's not optional. As a matter of fact, the reason why we come every day and present ourselves before God is so that we come into the place of transformation. Transformation is not it is not something you achieve by the powers of the mind. It is not something you achieve by physical means and natural means. Transformation is only possible when you behold your source. There is no capacity in you to be humble. I have found out. Men have tried it and they failed and failed again. When it matters, we find out their heart is dark. Some of the things that builds character in men takes encounter. Somebody like Jacob. Jacob was moving until he had an encounter. Huh? The scripture referencing it, I think in the book of Luke. Is it Luke chapter 1 or 2? He said, speaking about Nathanael, he said, "Behold an Israelite in whom there is no God." And then after that time, Jesus began to speak and reference what was in the book of Genesis chapter 32, I think. He said, "Just because I told you this, you believed." He said, "After now, you will see the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man." It was there that we found that he was referencing what was in the book of Genesis, where Jacob stood and suddenly the ladder came from heaven to earth. And he said, "The Lord is here and I know not." So it means that Jacob is Gal. It is when Gal is taken away that a man will see God face to face. You see, but he was brought in a plane, an altar. It is before an altar where sacrifices and incense is going on. There are ways. There is a way you touch God in the place of prayer. Your anger, you try to be angry, you cannot. I mean, you can make effort to do it, but it's not there. But there are days you are not angry because you are suppressing it. You feel bad, you suppress it. Many things are happening, you suppress it. No. You don't conquer. Character is not by suppression. Any character you develop by suppression, Satan will get to you one day. He knows your breaking point. Every man that did anything outside of the administration of the cross, bringing him to the plane where he has inculcated that, as a result of the Bible said that as we behold him, we are changed. Something about you lives and something about God enters into you. It was not because of your effort. All you did is to present yourself daily at the altar. Suddenly, after some time, they looked at this man and they said they have been with Jesus. It was not because they came and they said, I will not do this one today. I will not do that one tomorrow. You will fail and fail again. In fact,
Satan will make you to feel dejected. When it matters most in your life, the very thing you trusted will fail you. The Bible said that the prophecy that was hanging on John the Baptist is to come in the spirit and in the power of Elijah. But I want to touch the spirit. There are six components. Let's see them. Look. Matthew chapter 3. If you read verse 1, he said, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of what? Let me hear you. Preaching in the wilderness of what? It is here that we found out that the number one proof, according to the scripture, that the spirit of Elijah have started coming on men is that they will pick up locations that is not common. It is in those locations that is not common that they will know God in the measure that they will be well equipped to represent God for their generation. See, in this place, remember John is coming from the priesthood. As a matter of fact, beyond many things, that is one of the reasons why he was the one that baptized Jesus. He was the one that showed Jesus to a generation, because John himself is from the lineage of the priest. So by that utterance, he has a legal right. So whomever he speaks about has become somewhat of somebody that has received the authority to do that for which John has validated him. So part of the reason why Jesus came to that Jordan River to be baptized by John is because John is coming from the lineage of the priest. So whatever he said is like the validation of the priesthood of that day. It so happens that John was in the wilderness. John was where? So the first manifestation of that spirit is that God will begin to take men into the wilderness. Wilderness is not necessarily, Chief said that it's not necessarily suffering, but wilderness is a certain place that has the capacity to release the dealings that God needs to bring you to the kind of person that you're supposed to be to execute his project. How many of you have read the book of How many of you have read the book of Philippians? The Bible spoke about Jesus. He said, even though he was equal with God, have you heard it? He said he robbed himself of deity. He took up the form of humanity so that he will be able to suffer. Do you know what it means? It means that there is a way somebody can come, he can't suffer. And if you can't suffer, you'll be robbed of process and dealings. And when dealings are removed from you, you don't have anything to give a generation without dealing. Huh? You don't have anything to give. So now Jesus, he know he's come, he's God. Are you getting the point? He's God, but he decided to derobe himself of God so that he will retain a mode, a form that can accept dealings. There is a form that can accept dealings. That's a form a man has to take. Now, many of you, are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, there are seasons in your life where maybe God can send you to maybe stay under a person, maybe stay in a place, maybe, you know, come in an environment and begin to serve, and the people you are serving, you are better than them. It's possible. And in some seasons, you find yourself in a place where every single thing that is happening there is against the kind of thing that you like. Maybe you find yourself where there is many people and they are making noise. But you are the kind of person that likes privacy. You like the things of your, you don't, and then you do everything possible by your might to make. For example, somebody can even come to this camp and then he found himself, though because you have 200,000 in your account,
You went and found hotel and you are sleeping with AC inside. you don't know Jesus. You don't know Jesus. Yes, you don't know. So God is unwise in bringing you in this kind of environment. If you ask a person, some people can even say they can pray. We know you can pray, but there is a corporate, there is a dimension of God that no one man can see. It's like a rainbow. So what God does is to bring you to this kind of setting. Sometimes when they pray, part of the reason why we hold hands is not just to hold hands. No, it's to share grace. You don't know who is sitting beside you. Forget that all our faces is like this. Many amongst us are mighty generals. Every general had a time he was sitting in the audience. You don't know the person. You don't know what the person is doing before he met you. Some people are 21 days straight. Some people have been praying for 8 hours every day. You are struggling with 2 hours prayer. You just came like a man of God and then came. You need to be humble. Because we can't know men by the flesh. Henceforth, knowing no man by the flesh is not possible. If it's by the flesh, then some of us won't be here. Sometimes you have to deny yourself what is yours legitimately. If you begin to count, this is supposed to be yours. But then you have to cut it out. Because it's robbing you of the environment that has the capacity to precipitate God from you. If you decide to continue on that path, you will remain small forever. You will be looking at what you will be and you will never enter into it. Because, you see, prophecy is not enough. What will cause the prophecy to come to pass is more important. And many times when God says, I want to do this, he will take Moses to the wilderness for 40 years. But Moses wanted to manifest without a wilderness. This is a prince, the son of Pharaoh's daughter. If he hanged out in Egypt, he would have become a prince and a king. But he knew that according to the things that is written about him, it's not possible for him to execute his days if he didn't come to a point, a place that have the capacity to precipitate the person in him. Listen to me. I, as a person, doesn't like to live with too many people. But I've noticed that all my life, God is giving me a dealing on that dimension. All the time, he's sending me to live with people. Even when I have options. There was even one time when I was in campus, I had money to go and rent. I came back with money to go and rent house off campus. I'm not saying if you are living off campus, it's not bad. That, you know, everybody is not the same. Now, but somehow I felt a restraint. I can't even explain why. That I wasn't able to do that. See, it's later on in my life, especially when I came back from somewhere in the north, that I began to realize that there was a pattern to my life. And there was something God is trying to accomplish. That this thing is not coincidence. That it is a structure that God has brought me into that have the capacity to precipitate the ordination that is in me. Everything is not by prayer. You see, prayer outside, there are fundamental things that need to be in place. Why is it that sometimes God wants to speak to Moses? He said, come to the mountain, I will speak to you. That means it is important that you locate the place where God has told you to come up to. You can stay anywhere and pray. People say we can stay anywhere and pray. But God is telling you, go up to the mountain. Go up. I went to a boarding school. Finished boarding school. Stayed in the hostel. In the university. Finished. I said, Kai, when I go to youth service, Jesus, I will just escape. Find myself a good accommodation. Glory to God. I was still in camp. They hijacked me. And made me prayer sector. You see, I didn't know when I ended up. My plans were scattering before me. That's my problem. I'm the kind of person that I'm orderly. I like plans. Don't come and tell. Don't just jump anywhere and tell me. No. Let's be planning it. All my plan was falling before my eyes.
I found myself in family house. We are sleeping like sardine that time because people were everywhere on the ground. Anywhere you see, sleep. People were sleeping outside. I said, what did I do to myself like this? Guess what? As long as I'm there, see, the grace of God was increasing, but dealings was also increasing with it. See, I need to, there is an environment that can make you. It's not every location that can make you. It's not. Many of you don't know that there is predetermined location that you are supposed to stay in. There is a place you are supposed to stay in. Not just spiritually, even physically. Those are the only kind of environment that retains the capacity to precipitate the ordination that is in you. That's where you will meet the kind of graces that will minister to you, that you need to acquire in your journey in God. But you don't know. Say you can pray everywhere. You can touch God everywhere. Anything can happen anywhere. All you need is just to pray. It's the same thing the person have that you have. Satan has started whispering to you. The kind of dealing I received in that family house, only God knows. Only is the kind of one I cannot finish talking about. Anytime you begin to rise in stature and God begin to increase your grace, one of the two things will happen. Satan will begin to do a lot of things. Another thing that will happen is that God will not rescue you from it. People will insult you, do many things, slander, all kinds of things. God will not rescue you. You know what he will do? He will give you grace to pass through it. Sometimes he will even allow you to know what is going on. He will allow you to know what people are doing against you. And you will know, and yet he will expect you not to do anything. What God does that kind of thing is to take it and work righteousness in you. Work character in you. You see, no matter how much you pray for character, character is not worked by just prayer. Character is worked by dealings and processes. As a matter of fact, if you pray for character and God say, I've answered you. How many of you have prayed and you said, God, I want to be humble. Humility, Lord. Humility, humility. All these things they are saying, all the time they will be saying humility. Humility, that without humility, nothing will happen. God, make me humble. If I should advise you, don't pray this one. If you tell God to make you humble, he will. Oh, he will. He will. And if God makes you humble, he can go to any length to do that. So many people prayed prayer and God is answering their prayer. They don't understand that God is answering their prayer. When you say, God, make me humble, he will bring somebody to prepare you. Somebody to be dealing with you without any excuse. The person will know he's wrong and he will continue to do what he's doing. And God will not come and rescue you. You will say, Father, I want out. As soon as you step out, you lose your peace. Because he's answering your prayer. When I finish youth service, many of you have heard my story. I'm not supposed to be in this town. Many of you have noticed that I'm from here. My great-great-great-grandfather from here. Great-great-great-grandmother from here. Me too, I want to stay here and die here. I said, no. May person come out. Baba, there is no place I wanted to do this thing than in your place. And I've gathered some of my people. We are coming to Lagos to scatter everywhere. Ah! Oh my God. Listen, I'm not saying we are that anointed, but I think there is more oil on my head, just small. It's not big. And those days it was corrosive. You know what is corrosive? Corrosive. It was untamed. I don't even know how to wear my garment and remove it those days. It's either I'm wearing it or I'm not wearing it. I'll be eating moi fire everywhere. I'm eating with one hand and then with the other hand fire. Oh, everywhere, all the time, on the road, in the kitchen, in the room, everywhere. I don't know how to remove my garment. I said, let's get to Lagos. Lagos. Guess what? It is that Lagos. I tried to go to Lagos from 2015.
It is when I agreed with God that I'm no more going, that I'm coming back to this town. I told him, as we are coming back, I was coming back from somewhere in the middle, but we are coming back. I told him, Lord, look at Enugu. Let's stop at Enugu now. Let's stop at Enugu. But he didn't stop. We are moving down. I said, God, where are you going? He said, we came to Oka. I said, let's stop at Oka now. Let's stop at Oka. When we entered this city, I said, hi. So I'm back again with all this my labor. I tried to run away. What am I doing with you, Harry? I would have been a very big man of God in Lagos. And I'm anointed. There are many reasons why people will follow. You see, I could have been doing that. And I tell you, are you with me? I tell you, there are 60% of people that are called into ministry fell into the same trap. Guess what? Many of them succeed in it. The worst part is even better. Are you with me? It's even better you did not succeed. Because if you didn't succeed, you will try to find out what is wrong. Is it not true? But the worst part is if you succeed. And if you succeed, you will be clapping you for yourself and saying you are doing. After doing it for 10 years, and you now tell God, we're about to move. Maybe you hear one message that broke your heart. You now tell God, what is your plan for the new age? He said, I didn't even know. All this one you are doing, I didn't even know what you are doing, sir. We are writing post UME. We have not posted you anywhere. It's jammed. It's jammed. You are writing. We are trying to post you. You chose the school by yourself. And then you went to UniBen and started attending lecture. You attended lecture for 5 years. When they were giving convocation gown, you appeared and said, where is my gown? And they said, your name is not on the list. Your name. And it looks funny, but you don't know what I mean. Huh? That means you have encountered the ministry of cankerworm and caterpillars. This kind of beast, they don't eat things, they eat years. An average person that works with God wastes a lot of years doing the wrong thing, doing the things that God didn't send him to do. If they are doing what God sent them to do, they will add many other things that God didn't tell them to do. So they overlabor themselves. So their speed, their accuracy will be measured. Are you getting the point? There are many things that is not important. Once you remove those encumbrances, you will not. It doesn't take God time. Once he finds a man in alignment, he will be in a hurry to use you to accomplish his purposes. As I'm speaking, some ladies will say, it's for some people now. This one that's saying, my own is also pray well and then be a good Christian as long as I'm burning for Jesus. As long as, what people mean by burning for Jesus is to make sure that they can pray for one, I'm burning for Jesus. No. We need ladies that can hold down a campus, a territory, hold down a business place. Eh? Jezebel. See the woman, you will think it's Ahab that is there. But what was ruling the nation was Jezebel. And I believe it's a perversion of also a move of God. Deborah's will arise. Women like, beyond Deborah, women like Anna. See, listen to me. I was teaching my people the other day. I told them, if I ask you now, who is the mother of Jesus? Who is the mother of Jesus? Huh? Somebody find mic for him so that I don't have time. If I ask many people here, you will say it's Mary. You will say it's Mary. Let me leave you at your level of knowledge. Huh? Well, let me just give you a cue. God left a system for 80 years. Huh? A system was left for 80 something years in the temple. And the mandate that was hanging upon that system, are you with me? Is to become the womb
that we bet the spiritual reality, Jesus. You see, somebody like Jesus cannot come upon the plane of the earth like that. There are people that can't come here. They are betted as a result of travails. Just as somebody just carried the person in the womb and gave birth. That physical birth is not the real birth of Jesus. Do you know who is Jesus? Do you know what is traveling from eternity into time? And you just think that physical pregnancy can carry it. There are men in the spirit. They are womb men. They carry womb in the spirit. Now in the natural, you see many people carrying the mic, shining everywhere and doing many things. But in the spirit, they are the people that have the womb. They are the people that can give birth. In the natural, Mary gave birth. But in the spirit, it was Anna that was the mother of Jesus. She tarried in the temple, just like Simeon. The day they gave birth to Jesus, the real father and mother came. The real father and mother was Anna and Simeon. And they came and they prophesied. You will notice that Joseph and Mary doesn't have anything to say about the baby. They don't know anything about the baby. The people that God handed the baby to incubate, to cook it, they are the only ones that have prophetic insight on the destiny of the baby. You know why I'm telling you this? There are many people that will shine, but men that understand that they are carrying womb. Anywhere they appear, they continue to give birth to things in the spirit. It doesn't matter who is shining. What is important is that in the spirit, before the record of heaven, I am the one that gave birth to this. If you understand this, then you will find out there is security in this thing we are doing. In fact, the real labor, you see this mic we are carrying, it's not the real labor. That's why everybody wants to carry mic. That's why everybody wants to hold mic. There is no labor, that's not the real labor. Many people have asked me, what is the secret, the way you are moving? They want to hear things, they don't want to hear groaning. I'm not a preacher. I'm a man that stands in the gap to bring something from eternity into time. Anytime I pick mic, what I do is to speak of the things that is troubling me. That is why I'm a man of bodies. Bodies are the things I'm touching in the spirit. I'm trying to ferry it from yonder to here. Carcass, eternal carcass, coming from the spirit into time. When such men appear, there is nothing like, they don't need the stage. They are not intimidated. They know how the structure of the judgment seat of Christ is. When we appear there, men will be shocked. The people that will receive rank in the spirit. In Jesus' name, listen. You can be seated. Chief, welcome, sir. Welcome, sir. Amen. Now, I'm just showing you one. And as long as I continue to try to see if I will end up in Lagos, it was the mercy of God that stopped me. I've gone there. I've even gone to do mapping. As of that time, I was asking Apostle, I think 2015 or 16. I was asking him, sir, what is the nature of the terrain in Lagos? And he told me this, this, and this. So I was ready. me and our man, we went to Lagos to check, and he's from Surere. We are coming forth. I say, my God, Oyin land, I take you, I take you. No, you don't take what is not your own. You will die. Part of the reason why some of us is as strong as we are is not just because of what we are doing. It's because we are properly located. I can't even tell you, whatever price it takes, pay the price of finding where God wants you to be. Not just in the spirit, but physically. When I was in Makodisa, that was the major reason why I was there. Every 2 months, apostle will come and ask me, what have you found out? I will tell him nothing. No. I will pray and cry and pray for months. I was disturbed. Part of the reason I was disturbed is that this is something I'm good at. I'm good in picking the voice of God. I've not made any major mistake in my walk with God. Not one. I've not made any major mistake. No. I've not. So I was so bothered. Why will God bring me here now? And when they have not finished with the school, I will go to one of the classes and I'll be crying from morning till night. Evening, I will come to 10, pray, go back, pray or cry. Tomorrow I continue. I say, what is happening to me? You know the problem? You see, sometimes it's not as if God doesn't want to speak. The challenge is that at this stage you are, you will not be able to receive the voice of God if it comes. Many of you is asking God, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to stay? How do you want me to do it? If God tells you, you can't do it. Many times, not because you lack the capacity, but because your heart has been set on something else. That idol has to fall. There was already an idol in my heart. I wanted to prove a point. I saw my father suffer in this town. I said, this town won't collect my own head. This one that I said I'm doing ministry, you want me to do it here? And I lie. I won't do it. But God is stronger than man. God is stronger than man. Anyway, I won't tell you the whole history, because when I continue praying and prayed and prayed, God gave me 7 major encounters. As a matter of fact, there won't be anything like Revival Hub the way we are moving now, if not for one of the major encounters. It was in that place that I had an encounter. And by the ministry of the angel of the Lord, God came and told me that of all the things that will be my challenge, that finance will not be one of them. You see, let me tell you, I know this land well. Oh. I know this land well. Everybody that's stopped, many of them used to be very good. They used to be steadfast. But Satan will frustrate them with finance. And they will come to the place where their message will be adulterated. Simply because they are looking for ways to source sustenance. I told God, no. I will do this, but you have to show me. You have to show me. We have not started anyway, but in 1 year and 6 months, the things we have done, I'm young, but I have experience in ministry. My father is, there are ministry people, you know. So I don't know if your father is a pharmacist, and has a chemist shop, you will know more about chemist than the person that went to the university to study it. You will know more about drug. The reason is that you grew up around drugs. And I've seen what it takes for something to happen. The financial explosion is something that takes minimum of 5 to 10 years. And when people give, they are begging. They are begging you to collect. It's not this one, you will shame the gospel. Bring down your message. Do all manner of things. If you are like that, here, hold your money. Don't give us. We don't need it. I have seen at least many cases of people that God wanted to use. And then, you know, human beings, they will now say, I'm the one. God will drop them, pick another. Before my eyes, He did it 2 weeks, 2 months, 1 year. Drop them, pick somebody I did not expect. All he was waiting for was a vessel. What is consistent is Barak. So shall come, so shall go. The plans and purposes of God will be even me, I'm a victim of the purpose of God. If not, I'll be somewhere else. Location. After 1 year, I was able to find it. Anyway, was I able to find it? God was able to remind me of what he had already said, that I have refused to accept. You know, part of my authority is traced to the fact that I'm located well. So there are many dealings that God can hand over to me. There are many things, many processes, structures around this area that have the capacity to precipitate the dimension of grace that God has installed in my ordination. If I'm in Lagos, probably I will not be praying the way I'm praying. It might have been easier for me to do ministry. If I pray for 2 hours in Lagos, Rabbi, it's enough. I will blow everywhere. Not be so. 2 hours with this kind of thing and everywhere. They also come out and say, God is good. God is good. But sometimes I'll be preaching here. As I'm leading prayer, we are doing things. They will be shooting high-powered arrows. One day we are here preparing for our weekly evangelism Sunday evening. The man came and did it. Victor, how many times, sir? Where is Victor? 2 times. The man will come downstairs and be shouting, this is you people are doing here. It's not church. This is you people are doing here. It's not church. He left. Next Sunday, he came again. When he finished, I said, I told my people, is it church before? Look at what everybody is doing. A new cargo has been brought into the territory. And I need to tell you, in this town, this place is the toughest of any. Of all the places, chef, we came here. Maybe if we have time, I will show you around. You will see. Brotel here. Headquarters of Indian Hemp, the other side. Market, the other side. I hope you know that market is... Are you with me? There are places people have tried to set up market. International market. Oba. International market. Sorry if you are from Oba. But that market never stood. Do you know why? There is no gathering of spirits in that place. It is spirits that we start trafficking. Before men we gather there to do business. So men came physically as a result of activities going on in the spirit. So when you see heavy markets at Aba, at Onitsha, it is a proof that that place sustains a spiritual traffic that you just can't come. You must have something. So the first thing about the spirit of Elijah is that he located himself in the wilderness. Even though he has audience with the priests and high priests, he can follow there and rise in rank. Pa, 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 pa. You have grown. And then you become a guy. I mean, if you follow this pattern, pa, 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 you will not be a guy. But God wants you to stay in a place that the only thing you have is spiritual. In the natural, there is nothing that can be reckoned to you. No house, no home. No respect. Even clothes, man. The man, no get. No food, no wife. Wilderness. But there, a giant was being cooked. Apostle called me many years ago. He said, my kind of calling cannot come out in Lagos. That there are kinds of calling that cannot be precipitated in the city. It can only be precipitated in the countryside. I said, what is this? I said, before Jesus came to certain places, he was somewhere hidden, cooking. John, somewhere hidden, cooking. It's manifestation we do in those big places. And I tell you, there is no major man, even in Lagos now, that started in Lagos. They can't touch that kind of grace there. Even if it's Chris or Yakilome, he started, is it not Benin or Egoma? That's how all of them started. Bishop David Oyedepo is Kaduna with conflict and all kinds of things. That's what we make you to fast for 30 months. That's why it's not because you want to, but if you like, don't pray in the night. When I came to Makodi newly, it's not been a while. I think we were in that prayer meeting. They told us that I didn't know what was happening. That was when Fulani herdsmen was disturbing. They said they have come to a village that is close to the house. They told us to pray. My brother, that time you pray. This one, I don't have body, I don't have body. there is automatic body. Automatic. And this one, I pray 1 hour, I pray. We continue praying until we heard another news that there are no more approaching. You pray 1 hour and jump out. You wake up in the morning and say, Jesus, I love you. I know you love me. Because of your love. Your love covers everything. Your love. I don't need to pray for your love covers my stupidity. Your love. Your love covers my carelessness. Your love. Why is it that people choose some places to read in the Bible and leave other places? The Bible said, the son he loves, he does what? Why do people remove it? I have taught my people and they have been doing it. If I have not come to a point where I told you, Kai, this thing is not good, do it like this, that means you are not in the register at all. I have not considered you important enough. I have not considered you somebody that is worth my energy. If I have not told you, Kai, this one you are doing, Kai, this your hair, Kai, Kai, go and bab it, brother, this your hair like this. Go and babble. Huh? If I've not told you to remove your mohawk and bab like a man of God, then I've not considered you somebody serious. There are many people that think that they are growing, they are not growing. There are things, there are structures that will be around the life of a man as a proof of growth. Growth is not arbitrary, it's not haphazard. When you see a man approximating, it will be evident. Structures in his life as a proof. When sons are emerging, the environment of their emergence will be something that is rigid. People don't just, everybody doesn't just come there. Slaves come, the environment ejects them. Hirelings come, the environment ejects them. Only sons can stay there. Let me also show you. God bless you. Kai, the thing enter me now. Hi.
Ba 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 ba. Sha ba 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 ba.
I feel like groaning for just 5 minutes.
Ba, ba, ba.
So that the lion in me will wake up. Listen, now look at verse 2. Look at verse 2. Look at verse 2. If you go to verse 2, he said, and saying, John chapter 3, verse 2, said, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So, second thing about the spirit of Elijah is that it will reconfigure the message you can preach and you can receive. You see, many things that people don't understand is that beyond what you preach, many people might not have opportunity to preach like this. But you can preach with your life, you can preach with every opportunity you have. Many of the businesses and endeavors that we engage in is an opportunity to promote the message that you already believe. If you see an average person that is coming from the other religion, everything they are doing, sir, is to promote that thing. Whether they are selling meat, whether they are in government, whether they are doing anything, is to promote that ultimately. That means behind everything they are doing is a message. There is a message there. They say they are the owner of this nation. You see the way they act. So anytime they act with that message behind their action. They are the owners. So for John, he was in the wilderness preaching repentance and the gospel of the kingdom. You see, some people say that repentance is only for people that is not born again. Probably you have not studied your Bible well. You see, and many people have defined repentance as a change of mind. See, repentance is beyond a change of mind. Repentance is a change of heart, change of mind, and change of actions. How can you wake up and tell God, forgive me for immorality, forgive me for fornication, forgive me for masturbation? Tomorrow you start again. Then tomorrow you ask again. Tomorrow you start again. Now. Even if you are the one. Imagine if the message I have here is that God will prosper you. I was listening to Apostle recently. He said that a man of God came to preach a message, and the title of his message is Lamborghini. There is Lamborghini. He came and told the people, you are inside your Lamborghini now. Or you are driving it. People were doing their hands like this, driving their Lamborghini. Or you are match break, they match break. When he was through with the message, the altar call. So the question now is, unto whom are these people giving their life? Unto who? What you don't know is that majority of believers in the body of Christ gave their life to something not Jesus. They told you, if you get born again, all your troubles will go. The enemies pursuing you will go. Since you got born again, the enemies have not left. Huh? There must be something wrong with the message, or at least the way they presented it. If the writing is presented to us, our growth will be fast. We'll be able to lay hold on the important matters. Very early. This is the kind of message that makes people dormant and idle, lazy. They can't pray. Come and tell them that there is nothing else you need to do. Jesus has done everything, even prayer. Jesus has prayed for you and is praying for you now. Say after me, Jesus is praying for me now. And I don't need to pray. They didn't teach you well. They didn't teach you well. You see, when a man's message and emphasis begin to change, not just about the things that he says, but about the things that he's willing to hear, you will find out that God is drawing him by the spirit of Elijah. Listen to me. There are many people that can't stand this thing you are hearing. I've seen people that this is what they need, but somehow they can't hear it. They want to hear everything, but not that. That's when I found out that something is wrong. A man has to be drawn by a spirit first before he begins to respond to that spirit. What majority of the people see is the response to a spirit. But they have not been aware that before the response, that there is a drawing, there is a wooing. It's when a spirit woos you, then you begin to pray or fast or speak in a certain manner. Can you come and say, whatever God wants you to give, you give. Whatever he wants you to do, if you want to give your life, you don't know this life. Chief says that this life is not sweet, that there is no pleasure in it. See, don't tell some people this thing. There are some of my friends. There is one of my friends here. Every day, he will put up a new design of Macy's on his WhatsApp status. I used to watch it. New design. There is one he put recently. Jesus. All the time. It's Macy's. If you see the Macy's, you will speak to the Macy's. He opens. Enter inside. Speak to. If you see the glass, Jesus. All you have been entering in your life is motor. You have not entered a car.
his motto, you have been entering. You know, I think were you not the one I was discussing? That's why many politicians don't believe there is bad roads in Nigeria. Do you know why? Some of them is inside cars that even if you enter bomb, they are not aware. You think we just do like this? You think we just do like this? But you are the one that carry you in Miss Bushy L300. And if you pass bomb, the thing we do, boom, boom. Before you move from here to Enugu, you will develop headache. The message you preach by your life and your words is a proof of the spirit that is already at work, that is wooing you. I never knew a time will come and people will give me seed and I will reject. I'm telling you, there are people that have not even seen enough seed. Talk more of rejecting the one you gave him. But I think half of my leaders have rejected seed from them. Rejected tithe, rejected many things. Because I've looked in their heart. And I know it's not as if seed is bad. But they are using seed to cover for their inability to yield to the dealings of the spirit. That's what they do in many churches. Somebody will be fornicating and he will come and give pastor 5 million. And pastor needs 5 million, Jesus. Pastor will come and give him advice. You know, there are some pastors, some others, you know. I was reading something somewhere. And a young man was living with his girlfriend, not married. And problem is who will bring money. And they said they went to pastor for counseling. And pastor told them, let the woman bring 40%. And the guy bring 60%. That's how they will be living together. I said, who and who is living? Who and who? Two people cohabiting together went to the pastor to receive counseling. And pastor actually gave them counseling. Sometimes I will see some gift and some things. The Holy Ghost will tell me, no, this one is cursed. Don't touch it. Meanwhile, you need it. He said, no. Anyway, you can still touch it if you have not been drawn into a message. Because when I started doing it to my people, I did it first person, second person, third person. Many of them, there is no bigger message I've ever preached to them. It's not what I'm saying here every week that they are hearing. There is no bigger message to them than that. There's one of my guys, where he's coming from, if you do mistake, if you do something wrong, the way to correct your action is to carry one fat seed and come and say, sir, I'm sorry. I say, my friend, carry this thing and leave here. Even if I'm hungry, it's better I'm hungry than to collect that one. Yes, I can't collect it. To collect it is to give you transport fare for destruction. Because I'm supposed to be a stumbling block to the journey you are making to destruction. You are supposed to meet me on the way and turn back. But I collected transport fare. Many men that are journeying to their destruction, they are supposed to meet you and then turn back. But you are preaching a wrong message. Some people might collect, and because there is a way you collect, you will still preach, but your voice will be weak, sir. Like Eli. You say, my son, what I'm telling you, fornication is bad. It's bad. Oh, it's bad. Don't do it. Don't do it. Not people like us. Why are you expecting me to be soft with you? Me, myself, some people are telling me, people are saying I should take it easy with people. Me, myself, I'm not taking it easy with myself. Many of the things people see is something that is already working inside of me. The principle of building in the kingdom is by life. This kind of life is the life that has been walked by the cross into up. It's not so much about the anointing that moved. The important thing is what is being trapped inside that anointing. You see, there are many things that can be trapped inside. Anointing is like a conveyor of many things. And in this context, divine matters. Sometimes the anointing will move, and what is encoded in an anointing is simply deliverance. But is it not anointing? It's anointing. Sometimes the anointing will move, and what is encoded in it is healing. Sometimes anointing will move, and what is encoded in it is conviction. You will speak, and men will cry out and change their ways. Convicting power. Sometimes the anointing will flow, and what is in it is empty air. You used to bother me. Those days when I started, I will come, people will fall everywhere, and they will get up, still behaving the way they are behaving. I said, what is this? I wanted to use falling under power to solve everything. So when I look at you and you are not doing well, I'll come and say, in the name of Jesus, boom, boom, boom. I'll say, we are here. The person will wake up from that place and go and fornicate. Because the problem is that the anointing has not been encoded with the substance that can change what is wrong with that person. Am I saying anointing cannot do that? It can. But when there is holiness as a life inside of you, and then a man speaks, when you come under the anointing of a man that has a robust holy life, nobody will tell you to stop. Suddenly you find out you will lose appetite of many things you are doing. When you come under an influence of somebody that has a robust prayer life, that is fasting. Many of my people can, anyway, sometimes I will come and tell them, don't fast, stop fasting, eat, you know, reduce this one. They will just be looking at me like this and be smiling and laughing and be smiling, because you can tell people, make sure you are fasting. I've seen people preach and say, what is wrong with the body of Christ is that they are not praying, they are not fasting. After preaching that thing, people will leave that kind of powerful message and still not fast and still not pray. Do you know why? Those people are speaking from a realm that lacks life. There is no life in it. And therefore, men cannot be brought into the place where they function by the reality of what they speak about. So if it is true, then what ministers to people is what has been worked into us by the cross, the life that came from death, resurrection life. So as you are listening to me now, whatever I'm saying, it doesn't matter. What will be happening to you is that you will just feel like praying more. You just feel like fasting more. There is one of my brothers, when he came newly in this place, anytime I finish preaching, the anointing will be moving. They will come and kneel down and say, sir, drop something on my life. I will lay hands on him. Boom. One day I called him and said, do you even know what is happening to you? For him, he thought his journey is about to be made short. He wants to collect some things and then, you know, do some mass and leave. I told him, what is happening to you is a good thing, but you don't know. One day, ask me what I'm even imparting you with. Stop collecting. Ask, what are you receiving? Many of you, when you fall under power and all this kind of thing that is happening, you have not bothered to find out what is happening to you. I want to ask you, if Chief is doing impartation and you fall, what can Chief possibly give you? There are many people that don't want to pray, but they came under his ministration and said, I want something. It's a lie. You will not, when you receive impartation, your path will now be narrow. And the only way to pass through it is a life of much prayer. He said, how did I get here? I told the guy, have you not asked, what am I imparting you with? I said, some of the things you are receiving is the same kind of dealing I have. The same kind of process I have. Because after some time, some things started happening and the guy was crying. I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. Can you see this person? I didn't do anything. I said, yes. That this cry you are crying is a good thing. Some cries are good for your health. In your walk with God, you need to cry once in a while. Maybe don't cry to men, cry to God. Before some things will live in your life, you might have to cry. and cry.
And cry.
Before they will leave. Let me show you one more thing and then we begin to pray. If you are sick, that sickness is leaving you now in the name of Jesus. We will record multiple healings. Number three is in verse 3. See, we are looking at the components of the spirit of Elijah. Number 3 is in verse 3. It said, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying what? Let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. All of us, continue. If you ask the father, they will say his name is John. If you ask the people that knew when he was giving birth, they will say he's John. But there is a spiritual identity that a man sustains in the spirit. You see, when the spirit of Elijah begins to suck men in, they will begin to find out who they are really in the spirit. I finished from a meeting chief in Enugu one time. The power of God moved, things happened. I wanted to step out of the door. A young man that has prophetic gifting rushed me and came. When he met me like this, he called me a name. He said, Samuel. I said, Kai, where is this one coming from? Even my English name is not Samuel. My English name is Joshua. You know my father? Everybody that his father is a man of God will suffer that victim. There must be a Joshua in the house of every man of God. Are you not a Joshua? Every man of God, we always think that he is Moses and his son is Joshua. That's the name. If Joshua has finished, they will now name you Caleb. Joshua and Caleb, they are victims. If your father is a pastor, a man of God, you will suffer the Joshua syndrome. Joshua, you must answer Joshua. So I said, my name is Chinedu Joshua. I don't know any other name. Anyway, many years ago, my father was speaking in some spiritual prophetic language. No, he's a prophet. So his name is Josiah, but he said that the name they call him in the spirit is Jeremiah. He said that his spiritual name is Jeremiah. I don't even like those days. I don't like the prophet, all those things he's doing. I don't like it. Actually, I'm a word man. And the person that discipled me, ordained me pastor, was a Bible man. His Bible I taught for 6 years. Bible, that is what I taught. I don't know anything. Even prayer, I pray. But it's 1 hour. It's when God started moving in my life, and I prayed for 3 hours. But I'm a Bible man. I taught Bible. I read Bible. I sourced all material. Brought Kenny Hagin. Listened to all of them. Read all of them. Brought Andrew Womack. All of them. I was consuming material. That was why initially I didn't like this prayer thing. It's easy to talk. To be talking Rema. Talking things from the Bible. When it's time, when we will now say, we want to see it. That's where trouble is. You don't know. People can teach you 100 things about revival. That's not the important thing. Teaching people about revival doesn't do anything about revival. Teaching people about anything doesn't do anything about it. What is important is bringing people by the force of the reality in the spirit to the present truth. So sometimes you have not been able to even talk about it, but yet people are working in it. If you ever open your mouth to speak about it, then people will be carried from where they are into that plane in the spirit. You see, accurate preaching and teaching is not just to teach men in the head. It is opening up a window of possibility for men in the spirit so that they can enter. So if I talk about healing, what it means is that somehow I've opened, if I can't open up a window, if you talk about holiness, power, character, and you have not opened the window for men in the spirit to enter there, you have not taught, you have not preached. Because Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. That means they are component of living. So if your preaching and teaching cannot come into the components of a man's living, you have not done any job. When I finished that meeting, the young man called me somewhere. This is happening, I think, when was it? Either 2018 or 2019. Then we have not done anything, revival hub or whatever. It took me later, I think is sometime last year, that I began to check the structure of the things that God is doing amongst us. And I found out that we are actually in Nayot. Nayot in Ramah. You know where is Nayot in Ramah? Even if you are Saul, if you come there, you will prophesy. It doesn't matter. The kind of spiritual atmosphere you create in a place is such that has the capacity to superimpose on anybody that appears there. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter who appears here. The atmosphere is strong enough to reconfigure your desires, to reconfigure your pursuit. I've seen people enter here and they enter quietly. Some people entered and they were looking at us. What are we doing? There's one of my brothers. He's inside the media room. When he entered, he was sitting that side. And he kept his hand in his mouth like this. He was like this across his leg. I was doing my... If I speak something good, he will do his leg like, do his head like this. In other words, you are doing well. You are doing well. You are doing well. I didn't say anything to him. The fire continued to increase. When we groaned the first day, second day, and I saw him, I think on the second or third day, he was somewhere there and he was sweating from head to toe. I made sure he saw me. I went and looked at him like this. And then we prayed together for 30 seconds and I left. There are many sisters that came here with, they came here well decorated. Oh my God. Some of them came here with foundations. 3 to 4 foundations. The first foundation, second foundation, and third foundation. Until we began to grow. There is a type of growing, no foundation can survive it. What we saw is men on their knees, like Elijah. And then when you pray more, when the spirit enters you, it reconfigures your posture. And then you keep your body like this. And then you keep your feet like this. And then you begin to march.
Cower. Cower.
Somebody pray in the spirit 1 minute. 1 minute, just 1 minute only.
Mighty wind, spirit of victory, cover us with your way. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind, spirit of victory, cover us with your way. Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind, spirit of victory, cover us with your wings. Spirit of victory, Jesus. Just the keyboard, let me hear you. If you can't play, somebody has to replace you. You are going to pray. The Bible says, when Jesus prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. And then we found out that the one that was eating and dining with them was the very Son of God himself. When you pray now, pray into the reality of your identity. The identity of the calling and ministry that you have upon the face of the earth. Such is not the one you tell people. They will know. You will carry the witness out of this place. Can you pray for 3 minutes? Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Get me a bottle of water that is not yet open. Rush, rush. Listen to me. If you are sick, this is your moment. Whether you are following us online or physically. Listen, there is a young man that is listening to me now. Listen. The young man has been trusting God for something for some time now. And he has been pushing and praying. Pushing and praying. Pushing and praying. The power of God will come on the young man. Now, and activate. It's just one person. If the anointing spills over, but it's just one person. It's just one person. It's just one person. It's just one person. Listen to me. Listen, listen. Listen. Lift your hands. He's not the one. Lift your hands. I don't know what God is doing for him, but he's not the one. I will count to three, and the hand of God will come on that young man. Wherever you are, at the overflow, downstairs, upstairs. Where is the young man? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. One. That's it. 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 Usher, if you find the young man, I would like to pray for the person. That's it. That's it. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Trust God. Close your eyes and pray. And trust God for something to happen to you. For something to drop in your life. In the next 2 minutes. For something to drop. Let your glory. Like rain, let it fall. Is this the young man? Like fire, like rain, let your glory fall. Like fire, like rain, let it fall. Like fire, like rain. Let your glory fall like fire. It's okay.
like fire.
In Jesus' name. Listen to me. All the people in this place, just lift up your hands. See, this is a bottle of water. And I've not opened it, they just brought it for me. I'm just looking for a conduction, a mode of conduction. There is nothing special about the water. What is special is the Holy Spirit, the power of God. But God will use this medium and drop something heavy in the life of people. Lift up your hands, everybody here. Pedro Soso Falaha Fenente Kiato Parahata Sasa Embre Toko Parahata. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, receive the move of the Spirit. Lift your hands in the middle. In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, receive the move of the Holy Ghost. Listen to me, listen. Wherever you are, downstairs, upstairs, if you are sick in any part of your body, just take your right and put at that part of your body. The healing anointing works by instruction. Just take your right hand and put at that part of your body. If you are deaf, if you have toothache, missing tooth, pain in any part of your body, just take, if you can't put your hands there, maybe somewhere private, just take your hand and put on your head. In the name of Jesus, I want to hear a loud amen. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I come against every spirit of infirmity and I charge you to leave now. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Ulcer, leave. Pain, leave. Arthritis, leave.
Amen.
Migraine, leave.
Amen.
Infection, throat infection, every kind of infection in anybody, I command it to leave now. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let blind eyes see, partial blindness, any kind of eye defect, I command blinding spirits to leave now. In the name of Jesus. Deafening spirits, leave in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every pain in any part of your body is gone now. Is gone now.
Amen.
Is gone now.
Amen.
Is gone now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare you healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Listen to me. Listen. You can draw back a little. If God has healed you, come and stand here. Check yourself quickly. I'll just take maybe 3 testimonies and then we'll move over to the next session. Quickly. Don't come when there is no time. Just come and stand here. Just come and stand here. Check yourself quickly. Check yourself. Sometimes people don't get to check themselves. They now realize later on that God has healed them. Where is Timothy? Come and find out.
Impossibility specialist, you are seated in heaven. You made the earth your footstool. You are an incredible God.
Wait, where are these people going? Just close the door. If the person is outside, let him remain outside.
You are incredible God.
Except the person is coming upstairs to give testimony.
Incredible God. Incredible God.
Quickly come out. What happened? Find out from her.
She was having throat pain.
Yes.
Severe throat pain.
Yes.
And just as she finished praying, it disappeared.
Since when?
Morning.
Since morning. And the pain has left. I want you to clap for Jesus. Everybody, clap for Jesus. This guy is not clapping. Come. It's permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, some people, I went somewhere in Enugu, and as I prayed for the sick, they are not used to people praying for the sick and them getting healed. So they didn't come out for testing. When I now entered the car to leave, many people were rushing me. They said they didn't expect that they would be healed. I was somewhere in Enugu recently too. A guy said he didn't expect to be healed. I wonder why people doubt God. Okay, you are the guy. You now have faith, Abby. What happened to her?
She was having severe migraine. Mm. She was even closing her eyes.
Wow.
She said all through you were preaching, the migraine kept increasing and increasing. But now, just as you prayed, both the migraine and her eyes cleared.
Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Come. Since when did this start? Let's hear from her. Since when?
It's not steady.
It's not steady. It comes and it goes.
Yes, but today's one was
bad. And it's affecting your eyes. But your eyes, the thing is no more affecting you. And the migraine has gone. Clap for Jesus again. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
She was having pains under her feet.
Under her feet. Which of them? Both of them. Since when?
Early this year.
And then what happened?
While you were praying, when you said check yourself, I was checking.
I know you. I know if God didn't heal you, you won't lie. I know. So what happened to the pain? He left.
Yes.
He left. What can you do? Can you not do before? What you will do? You feel the pain. Match. Oh yeah, come and put your leg on the edges. Let's see. Maybe you are trying to help me. Check. It's no more there. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. It's permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Give me your right hand. What happened?
Having severe pain on the right hand side of her chest. But now, just as you pray, it disappeared.
The pain had left.
Yes.
Since when the pain?
Since morning. After the first session, I told my brother that look at what is happening.
Yeah.
And it's hurting me. Yeah. But right now,
the pain has gone. Do like this. Do like this. Is the pain still there? It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Somebody clap for Jesus! Somebody come and help him. Let's play this thing. Who will help him? Who will help him? Where is Victor?
Rush. Sir, he was having pain, sharp pain.
Where?
On his left knee.
Left knee?
Yes.
Since when?
The car we entered to come was really bad. So,
the pain came?
Yes, sir.
And he has been there?
Yes, sir.
Since when? Is he not yesterday?
Yes, sir.
What happened now?
It has gone.
It has gone?
Yes, sir.
Do your leg like this. Do it well. It has gone.
Yes, sir.
Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Come, come. It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. You can go. What happened? What happened?
She said that she has been having abdominal pain.
Wow.
Since morning.
Since
and
morning.
Also sore throat.
Yes.
And it's been paining her.
Yeah.
But when you prayed, she
what happened?
That healing.
Can you tell us the reason for the abdominal pain?
Okay, I've been praying for long.
Yeah. Reduce now. Why are you doing like this? Let's hear what she said.
I pray for long. Not long, but say 30 minutes. Because I have to hold the side of my
I think me and you, we should pray now so we know whether. So we test the healing now. The only way to test the healing now is to groan so that we know whether you will feel it. But is the pain still there?
No,
it has gone. What else did God do for you? Just that? Since when?
Since morning.
Since morning?
Yes.
So what happened?
As I said, the healing should come. I was trying to say, okay, come back, let me see if it's really dead, but I cannot feel it.
You can't feel it. Wait. She's trying to see if the thing will come back so that she will feel it. The thing refused to come back. The pain will not come back in the name of Jesus Christ. Come. It is permanent in Jesus' name. You are blessed. What happened?
She was having headache.
Yes.
As you prayed.
Since when?
Since
afternoon.
This afternoon. When we prayed, what happened?
It reduced, but as I came out here, it has...
Now, let me also tell you something about healing. Sometimes it will be, bam, and God will take it. But sometimes, you can have pain in this hand. And when they prayed, if the threshold is 10 over 10, it will reduce to 7. As the prayer is going on, and the atmosphere is getting strong, especially in atmosphere of testimony like this, it will reduce to 5. Before you know it, it will reduce to 3. When before it was 10 and you can't bear it, but it's now 3. God has started healing you. Come and give your testimony if you are that kind of person. What now happened?
It has disappeared.
It has disappeared. It's permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened to her? We'll take 3 more and then we go. Where?
Papa,
be fast. Find from the other one. What happened?
She says since earlier last year.
Yes.
She has been having pain all over her body.
Uh-uh.
And she
said after me, the devil is a wicked devil. You are not convinced by this. Let me tell you again. Say after me, the devil is a wicked devil. How can he give somebody pain all over the body? So that you will do what? We went somewhere at Orifte. If you are from Orifte, that place is dark. We went down, the kind of thing that is happening, one person, ulcer, pain on the head, all kinds of things, up to 8 things was wrong with one person. One piece of body, 8 things. Severe. Healing is warfare. Some of you think healing is normal. Healing is warfare. You have to insist that you will not cohabit with strange sicknesses in your body. And I pray for you now. If you have not received your healing, let me pray for you again. I command that sickness to disappear in the name of Jesus. If there is any part of your body that is missing, I command it to be created. I command a creative miracle now. In the name of Jesus. What happened to her?
And she cannot bend down.
She can't bend down
for long.
I
stay for long. But now after the prayer, all the pain left and she can
practice. Aya Ben, let me see now. Do touch your toe. Clap for Jesus. Come. It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. And everything that is wrong with this system, I arrest it in the name of Jesus. But touch COVID. What happened?
That she used to have hotness at her back.
Yes.
So as you prayed, it reduced. She now felt coldness.
Let me hear from her. What happened?
It has been up to 5 years now. Been having
5 years.
So as we're praying, the thing left. So when you're not praying for testimony time, when I go back to my seat, the thing came back. So when you're not saying that
He now left.
Felt this coldness.
You see, when God heals you, sometimes there is a tangible sign. Come, let me see that demon that will be putting sickness back. When Jesus rebuked his spirit, he said, go and don't come back again. We command every infirmity and every spirit causing it. Go and don't come back again. Go. What happened?
He said that since this afternoon you have been having a severe headache.
Severe headache?
Yeah.
I thought you are a rabbi now. Since this afternoon, what happened now? But give him mic, he can talk.
Papa, I noticed that when you started praying, it began to reduce.
Yes.
Little by little. Even see now that I'm here, it's reducing. The pain is reducing. As I'm speaking, I do not feel anything again. Right now.
But you used to feel when you came out for testimony.
Yes, sir.
When you are not giving testimony, you are not feeling it again. Somebody, clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus, wherever you are. Come. It's permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. You can go. What happened?
That he was having severe migraine.
Yes.
But immediately you poured the water. He said he felt something left him. And he became free.
Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Let me tell you. Most times, for healings to be effected, something has to leave. Majority of sicknesses are caused by spirits. So, that's why if you are good in deliverance, you should be good in healing. Because majority of healing is simply deliverance. You command the spirits to go. And once they leave, then the person will be free. Sometimes there might be a combination. But most times, once the spirit leaves, the person becomes whole. So what happened?
I can't feel anything again.
You can't feel anything.
I'm very light.
You are very light. Ah, your own is beyond healing. No. Come. Your own is beyond healing. It's deliverance. If, as we are doing all these things, suddenly something happened to you and you felt light in yourself, you are no more heavy. You have been living with foreign beings and the beings have been ejected. You will feel light. It's not about the weight of your physical body. Huh? In the name of Jesus Christ. What happened? Quickly.
Chest pain for long. She said that she can't remember.
This is your opportunity to. Kenneth Hagin said that one of the ways to keep your healing is to testify. That is one of the ways to preserve your healing. What happened?
That even this morning that she cannot, if she's praying.
Downstairs, she overflow. Jesus has healed you. Come up.
If she's praying, she'll be hitting her chest.
Yes.
But after the prayer, the pain left.
How can you be hitting? Do you want to die? I met a lady somewhere we want to preach in this town. And the lady said, the lady is slim. And she said that the kind of chest pain that is disturbing her is that sometimes she calls somebody to come and stand on her chest and be matching her. I said, as small as you are, if somebody match you, won't you die? But that's how the person is feeling. You don't know the torment of spirits bringing sicknesses in the body of people. You are free in the name of Jesus Christ. So what now happened?
After the prayers, the pain left.
The pain left.
Now,
let's clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Come. We rebuke the spirit. We rebuke the spirit. Hold the mic for me. What happened?
She has several ailments.
Yes,
joint pains. But particularly, what
let's name them. Let's name the one we can name. Give her the mic. Let's name the one. Let's shame the devil forever. How can you be giving a lady like this that looks like a woman of God? How can you be giving her all the pain all over her body? And probably you are preaching and saying Jesus is good. When you go back, you rub balm. Without balm, you can't sleep. Let's hear her. What happened?
Okay, during the break, I was diagnosed with several ailments.
Yes.
One was H. pylori.
Uh-huh.
And second was high calcium. Like my
I don't know all these names, but the way she shouted, she's a medical person. It seems as if it's something serious. Huh? Where are my medical people? There are many doctors in this place. Where is Dr. Nonso? Come and stand nearby so you'll be explaining to me what is. This man is coming. No, you are not the doctor I'm talking about. If you know you are the one I'm talking about, come. Where is Dr. Neza? Somewhere. Come now, come. Let's find out. She mentioned one big name. Come, pass. I'm the one. I gave you permission. Pass. Nothing will happen to you. Call that first name you called.
H-Pilary.
So where is your specialty? Psychiatrist. You are a pathologist. There is nothing that can pass here. Hi. What? Call the name again.
H-Pilary.
What does it mean? The one I will understand.
It's an organism that causes peptic ulcer.
Peptic ulcer. So, the easier thing is to say ulcer. Is it you now? You now know what is happening to her. But you didn't know before. God will help us in Jesus' name. So, what happened? Continue. The second one is what?
Low calcium.
Yes. Continue.
I had high uric acid.
Yes. But okay, let's leave the name. Now, what happened to all of them?
What I say is that those ones, I'm unable to take them correctly.
Yes.
But my joints, I used to have joints.
You know what will happen? I think you need to go and test. Our medical people are there around. Can it be tested? Let's find this thing. Let's be having it every session. There will be healing every session. No matter who is ministering, everybody is ready for this business. Yes? So what of the joint pain? Is it still there?
What happened was, when you said, if we have not yet received our healing,
yes,
we should raise our hands. So yes. I raised my hands. I was downstairs. Then the ones on my hands, like my carpal joints, were pain.
The thing left. Every other thing wrong with you is gone in the name of Jesus. Come and hold this mic for me. Out! What happened?
She has been healed.
Are these people, is it healing line? Let's be fast.
Severe headache since yesterday evening.
What happened? Even you? What is headache looking in your body? Tomorrow, we are going to deal with Satan tomorrow. Where is Ugochukwu? Have you led prayer? Tomorrow evening, you will lead prayer. What you will drop here is ballistic missile. Yakuma. Kai is permanent in the name of Jesus. Satan don't have right to touch you in Jesus' name. Now, quickly, do we need a third person? Who will help? Who will help us now? Quickly, what happened?
He was having pain in his chest.
Uh-huh.
But after the prayers, it has disappeared.
It has disappeared. Since when this pain?
After the afternoon section.
The pain came. You know, you have been away too long and you are too fresh. Come. The small exercise that you did and pain came. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. What happened? Quickly.
Gastric ulcer for lung.
See, Joshua, get a mic. Be finding out from there. Gastric what?
Ulcer for lung.
For how long? What is lung? How long?
August last year.
There is somebody here. You are listening to me. God has healed you. But you don't want to come out. You are a doubting Thomas. You want to prove it after 30 minutes. So that you will be very, very sure it has gone. Don't allow it not to go. Uh-huh.
So when you pray for the second time, for those that have not received
the second time?
Yeah. So she said she felt coldness at her tummy.
Wholeness.
Coldness.
Coldness.
Because she normally feels hotness.
Hotness. She used to feel hotness.
Yes.
But at the instance of the healing anointing, he felt coldness.
Yes, sir.
And then what happened? Give her, give her. The pain left is permanent in the name of. Clap for Jesus wherever you are. My brother, clap for Jesus. Like Jesus, they do. It is permanent in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Hi. What happened, my brother?
Pastor, since yesterday, he has been having severe headache.
But, severe headache?
Yes, but now as you prayed for pain, he has been trying to clarify by shaking his head front.
Oh, yeah, I see the guy shaking his head. Oh, yeah, shake your head, shake your head. Is the pain still there? It can't come back. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. What is your name? Noble. Where are you in a hurry to leave? Just lift your hands. Let me pray for you, Noble. Come and hold this mic for me. What happened? What happened?
He has been having pain on his neck.
Pain on his neck. Since when?
Almost 5 years now.
Ah. Pain for almost 5 years on his neck. Then what happened?
As you prayed.
As at the instance of prayer, what happened?
The pain reduced.
The pain reduced.
Yes.
Then he's okay, he reduced. Okay, it's just reduction now. Come. In the name of Jesus Christ. We are here, right? Behold. Look at me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Behold. Still stand behind. Still around this area. Healing is going on. What happened to her?
She has been having this severe headache since this afternoon.
Since this afternoon?
Yeah.
What is headache looking for in you people? So what happened?
So when you prayed, somebody was testifying about her own headache. And she noticed that the headache is...
Oh, she is not expecting her own to go. You plan to manage the headache. It's gone in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened?
Pastor, sir, she has been having...
Let me hear you. I'm not hearing you loud.
She's having severe headache.
Since when?
This morning.
Since this morning?
Also, a right knee pain. Since Saturday.
Right knee pain. Since when?
Saturday.
Since Saturday. Yes, which, when is Saturday? Last week now.
Last week, Saturday.
And then what happened? You couldn't do this. I do it now. Is the pain still there? It has gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, what happened?
He has been having churning chest pain.
Churning chest pain.
Yes.
So what happened?
Just as you prayed, the pain left.
The pain left.
Yes.
Since when is this? Since when?
It comes once.
It comes and it goes. The devils that causes sicknesses that come and goes, they are not the good ones. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Jesus. If you have somebody sick at home, the person can be healed now. I said the person can be healed now. You can call the person, connect the person online. All the person need to do now is to listen to this, my prayer now. All the person need to do is to follow this healing session now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the healing angels be everywhere. Let the healing anointing pass through the airwaves, both audio and video, and touch everyone. Touch. Somebody watching me, you have issues with sight, with your eyes. God has healed you now in the name of Jesus. What happened to him?
Now he's currently healed.
He's healed. You are healed permanently in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened to her?
Sir, for more than 1 year now, she has...
More than 1 year. What happened?
West pain. And it comes and goes.
It comes and goes.
Yeah.
But what happened now?
But when you prayed.
Left. Is that still the healing line? Are you sure we are going to? Let's be fast, quickly.
The pain left and now can bend.
Before your pain, let's see. Somebody clap for Jesus. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened?
Toothache since last year.
Toothache.
Yes, sir.
And the toothache has gone.
The both sides. Yes, sir.
What's their plan? You won't eat meat. When you feel, go and find chicken and eat. Peles, what happened?
Headache.
Help her so
I've
that we.
Having headache.
Yes, headache since when?
Yesterday.
And then chest pain.
Yes.
Since when?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
No, the chest pain has been since Thursday.
Uh-huh. So what happened now?
It left during the prayer.
It left.
Yes, and also, Lord healed me. I.
Now, become. Listen.
I normally used to have a kind of feeling when I see men. It started one time when I asked a young lady about.
Hey, who are the people saying this? Pay attention to what she's saying. Yes.
When I asked a young lady when I was much younger about her marital life.
Mm.
Yes. So I just asked for knowledge sake to know how the whole thing used to go. So since then, I find it difficult to flow with guys. Except the ones very close to me, and it has been limiting me in so many ways. But God
has delivered you now. You don't know what happened now. Me, I'm telling you, I've been in this business long enough. This one now, this is the real one. But dash, liver now. She's free now. Clap for Jesus. She's free. What happened?
Pastor, general body weakness for 4 years.
General body weakness.
Yes, sir.
How can you be weak at this young age? You have not done anything.
He said each time he prays for himself, the pain goes and then comes back again.
But what happened now?
But after the prayer, message, the pain, he felt a coldness.
Permanent in the name of, he felt a coldness.
All over his body.
That's the tangibility of the healing anointing. What happened online?
I've had, we have someone, Oladi Meji by name. The person said he's had an illness not mentioned.
Yes.
They've spent over 5,000 naira for it, but it keeps increasing.
Yes, what happened? Well,
currently, during the program, they discovered that they've been healed.
Yes.
So that is one. Then another one, cough gone.
Oladi Meji, your healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. What happened? Second one?
A cough, chronic cough gone.
Has gone. Let's clap for Jesus. What else?
Then another person, Elion, said that he's been having back pain caused by wrong sitting posture.
Mm.
And he's totally gone after months.
Let's clap for Jesus. Let's clap for Jesus. What happened to her?
She has been, since 2017, she has been having this shoulder
pain. Shoulder pain? Which of the shoulders?
This place.
She normally left one.
Yeah. She normally carry two heavy bags. So so since then,
all these ladies that is carrying Ghana must go and calling it handbag. What happened?
But when you were praying, she was still
feeling. Listen.
She was still feeling. She said that if she wants to raise her hand,
yes,
the pain will be eating her so strongly.
Mm.
So but after the prayer, the pain left. She stayed long to make sure that she...
So you are part of the people that I'm talking about. You want to test. Where is that hand? Which one? Raise it. Let's see now. Is the pain still there? Let's clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Come. Wisdom should demand... Are you with me? Wisdom should demand you should carry bags that is less in weight. Before you open the gate for Satan to bring the pain, all these people carrying Ghana must go. Is permanent in Jesus' name. What happened to her?
That she has been having migraine since afternoon.
We can't finish this.